Absolutely not.
Yeah, see.
Even though she got passed around all them circles.
Says who?
Says photos.
The photos, it's just photos with dicks in her. She just standing next to a nigga, don't mean she fucked him.
Come on, man.
I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious.
Come on, man. With everything going on with the Diddy thing, come on. The pictures are deafening.
Nah, I need evidence. I don't need like conjecture. I need evidence. Mm. So just a picture of somebody standing.
Look at the Jay and Dane breakup. That's evidence. You know, it's always over a woman.
I guess that's the one thing they ain't talked about. Is when they talk about their issue is that money or deals, but they never say nothing about a female.
Yeah, because the female that got in between them was underage, basically. So they're like, I ain't bringing that shit up.
I thought she was 18 by the time that shit hit. When she was doing like Rock the Boat and all that.
She was 18 and this nigga was like in his 30s.
I mean, you see Seinfeld girlfriend when he was on the show, his girlfriend was like 16, 15, some shit.
Come
like
on,
that.
Bro. White privilege. Come on. We talking about Leo, who's what, 50, about to be 60?
Ain't nobody say nothing about it back then.
They don't say nothing about it today. I'm just saying white privileged. Today, your black ass is canceled.
No, I mean with Damon them at the time, they didn't say nothing. But yeah, today, yeah. With Leo, that shit is, the chick is still legal though, even though she like half that nigga's age, less than half.
Yeah, but it is crazy that once they, the running narrative is once they turn 25, like, all right, bitch, you expired.
You ain't that.
On to the next one. Go get me somebody that's 21. Fresh, little, ripe. Welcome back. Another episode of Rebel Gunplay Podcast. I'm your boy, Danny De Niro, a.k.a. D Money.
That's L Double, the Golden Lion. What's good?
And, y'all joined in while we were having a debate about some nastiness. So we're going to immediately shift off that. Real quick, not really much to talk about in sports. I'm just going to say, New York, I'm just disappointed. I'm so disappointed in the Yankees right now. I feel like I'm going to talk about Aaron Judge.
I don't know shit about baseball. So
but... But you know of baseball.
Yeah.
Okay. So Aaron Judge is arguably the best player on the Yankees, the most paid player on the Yankees. And this postseason and previous postseasons, he's pretty much been non-existent. Mm. Like this postseason, for example, he has one hit out of like 15 at-bats.
Damn.
That's I'm so flustered. I can't even get my words out. So, that's how pissed off I am.
Baseball, right? If you have like a 300, which is 3 out of 10 times.
Oh, if you bet a 300, you are the man.
Yeah, that's 3 out of 10 hits. So that means he'd have at 15, he should have what, maybe 4 or 5 hits.
Okay, yeah. But he don't. Right now, he's batting less than 10%. So he's batting at a third of what is considered good. And if you're getting paid all this money, you have to show up. And this is the big game. You have to show up. You got Ohtani, who has been showing up all season and still showing up in the postseason. And this is somebody that is recovering from a Tommy John surgery and currently playing with a shoulder injury. What's your excuse?
He's playing well.
Yeah.
Ohtani, that sounds like a Japanese player.
Yeah, yeah. That's the guy that bats and pitches.
Yeah, them niggas is hardcore. That's why I lit it.
Pause.
Shit.
Whoa, hey.
I said hardcore. That's I'm all.
Just He's just immediately trying to shift it to some hentai stuff. No, I'm playing.
Boo. Boo.
Oh, man. So, what you got going on, man?
I got the Ask the Unk for this week.
Oh, that's right. That's what we kicked the show off with. Ask the Unk.
This time, though, it's like they watched a TikTok video. And then they want to know what we have to say about said TikTok video. So I watched the video.
Okay.
I'll explain what was in the video. The video All right. shows a young Hispanic lady, I can say girl or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's dating a guy. She loves him, thinks he's great, he's awesome. But the dude is, in her words, is broke.
Okay.
But she really likes him, got a great personality, everything else is perfect, but the dude just ain't got no money. So recently she's run into a rough patch with money wise. And she's unable to pay for everything like she used to before. She paid for trips and flights, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Her complaint now is that now, you know, they just don't go anywhere, don't do nothing because she don't really got the money to pay for it. pay for everything, but the dude is cool with it.
Yeah.
Now she's like, what do I do? Because I dated a guy who had money and he was a jerk or a narcissist, like they always say. Basically, she want to have both. The guy got some money and somebody that's nice like him, but she like don't know what to do about the situation. So she asked, like on TikTok, she asked people, what do you guys think I should do about this?
From his perspective, right?
Yeah. Well, no, it's from the chicks, but the person who wrote into it just wants to know what we think about that TikTok.
Oh, just want to know what we think about the TikTok itself? Oh. Mm-hmm.
And what she was saying. Basically, she dating a broke nigga, and she tired of it. But he's good in every other aspect. He just ain't got no money.
I feel like... I feel like I'm not a woman, obviously, so I'm going to just role play here. Juana man. I feel like if you're able to provide everything that you have and want and what you're lacking in, if you're able to find that and it brings you peace and happiness, go for it.
What? Yeah. What does that mean?
That means okay, let's put it this way. Let's put it in basic terms.
You said go for it.
Go for it, as in like accept it. If the nigga's a bum ass nigga, cool.
She just said she makes enough money, like if she was going to do these things by herself, she'd be good. But she can't pay for both of them. And she never really said it to do works at all. She just said,
yeah, but what do you need to pay for?
Trips. Going.
So leave him at home. Things. Yeah. Leave him at home.
How do you think that's going to go over?
Do we got PS5?
She going out with her friends and going on trips and all this stuff without him. And the reason he can't go is because he can't pay and she don't want to pay for him.
Well, first of all, girls lie all the time.
Since so, she don't lie, she can't go OT a lot of this nigga maybe more than once.
Girls, look around. Everything is girl-centric now. Girls are doing everything without niggas. They go on trips without us. They have events without us. They go get drinks without us. They do everything without us, and nobody bats an eye. I think her friends would welcome that. Oh, man, I wish my man was like you. Just let me be out and just be at home chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, she could be like this. She could flip up her little camera app. I know where my nigga at. Where your nigga at? Look, there go my nigga right there playing PS5 at home.
My perspective on that is, and, you know, let's not get off the TikTok, but off what you said, is women are going out and doing everything without us because they don't want to sit around and wait for someone to take them. But if they had someone to go with, they would. That's 100%.
Right.
So if they had a man to go on trips with, they would go.
Absolutely.
But they don't want to wait around for some dude to come around and take them on a trip or go on a trip with them. So they just be going and the girls kind of group together and go out.
And I'm just going that angle based off what you told me. Because you said that she's interested in the guy. But
they're already dating.
Yeah, they're already dating. So clearly, look, let's just call it what it is. Anytime a nigga ain't shit and the girl still fuck with him, he's swinging. He laying it down. Because you ain't putting up some nigga that ain't shit, and he ain't getting you to your climax.
She didn't mention that in the video, but I guess...
She ain't got to. It's just facts. Because every relationship, somebody's bringing something to the table. You just said he's bringing nothing to the table. He is a bum-ass nigga.
She didn't say all that. She just said he was broke and he had money like she had money.
Said he broke.
She didn't say he didn't work at all. That's the thing that's not clear. Like, is he
regardless, if to live, it goes back to what we talked about last week. If to live, you're going paycheck to paycheck and you have no means for anything else, that's broke. Just because you got a job and you make money and you're able to pay your bills, that don't mean you rich and that don't mean you good. You're literally just living to die with a roof over your head and food in the fridge.
That's like 60% of the U.S.
Absolutely. And it's all fucked up. It's all fucked up. I ain't gonna argue that. It's sad because you literally, to have a peaceful, enjoyable life, we talked about this. You got to make six figures. If you make less than six figures, you are struggling.
As a single person, that's not true. If you're trying to take care of a family, then you're right.
No, you're struggling. Because here, we talked about
If you're making $60,000 and you're a single person by yourself, then you're struggling, you're bad with money. you're bad with money.
Okay.
If you're making 60 grand by yourself, and we'll go up and down depending on what city you're living in, right?
Okay.
But let's make that the median and add 20% if you're in Cali, lower 20% if you're in like fucking Alabama or some shit. But right in there, if you're making that much money and you're a single person by yourself, no children, just taking care of yourself, and you're struggling, you're bad with money.
Okay. How,
well, let's not get to that, but let's go back to that. Okay. Let me get my thing off of this TikTok shit.
Okay.
Okay. Old girl, she's completely fine to feel the way she feels. She used to live in a certain kind of lifestyle, and she's not able to do that with this person, and now she's at a crossroads, right? I still want to live this lifestyle, but I really like this guy. You know, what do I do? Like, he's not going to suddenly come up on money, and I don't want to slow my lifestyle down and what I like to do. So what do I do? That's really her freaking question.
Yeah.
And it really just comes down to what you value. But here's one thing. What's easier to get? If you lost your job, how difficult would it be for you to get another job to make a similar amount of money? If you lost your man, how difficult would it be for you to get another man that's of the same caliber? And that's how you answer the question. If you think it'd be harder to get another man, keep that nigga. If you think it'd be harder to replace your job, keep the job. Keep that and worry about the money shit. But a relationship, how important is a relationship to you? And are you willing to ruin this or lose this over you not being able to, wanting to change? Because she's not wrong for wanting to have more money and do more things.
Absolutely.
Wanting a partner that can, at the very least, you know, take care of, it seems like he can't even take care of himself, that can contribute. Like, if y'all going on trips, like, okay, maybe we don't go on 4 trips, we go on 2. But on those 2, he takes care of his own and it's not a burden. Then okay, but the way she made it seem like this dude not paying for nothing, and she paying for everything, and I think she need to talk to him.
Yeah,
talk to him, tell him you need to get your money up, and like give him a certain amount of time. And if it don't, then.
So, I'm just gonna bring up a couple of things that we talked about before because it falls in line with this. We talked about a while back. You got to get your money up if you're going to date. If your money ain't right, you can't date. That's just point blank period what it is. So I chose the wrong word when I explained that. When I said struggling, that was a bad word. Because struggling means you underneath the bridge, you got a sign, you know, you ain't got a car. Like, you struggling. Like, you're on a bus, you scrounging for change. That's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a better way to put it is when you explained she's used to a certain type of lifestyle. And that's what I meant when I said struggling. That said person can't give that lifestyle because they don't have court money. They can't court a woman. And it's expensive. Myself, for example, I got an invite last night, a couple friends, to go to a Monday seafood night at some lounge or something, right? Okay. Cool. So I went on the website and it said everything, all orders, 20% gratuity automatically at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of shrugged my shoulders like, what the fuck, 20%, what the fuck? I'm like, damn, I'm already getting taxed before I even did anything. So I pull up over there. I go. As soon as I get into the parking lot, no free parking. You got to scan a barcode, pay for parking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, I'm about to watch the game. Let me pay for 3 hours. Pay for 3 hours of parking. Boom, $20. Haven't even walked inside the venue yet. Already spent $20, and already in the back of my mind, I know I got to spend 20% gratuity. I went in, I ordered a $45 seafood platter and one drink. $75. So, this is me.
Uh-huh.
I didn't buy nothing for nobody. It's just me. Mm-hmm. So, keep that in mind. That was just me for that. So, now imagine a person that's making this 60 grand a year. I don't think somebody like that, if a girl hits them up and is like, hey, I want to go on a date, just has $200 to $300 just laying around for date money.
Yeah, they do.
How do you know?
Like I say, if you don't, I'll break down the math. Okay. You make $60,000 a year, that's $5,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you lose about, if you're a single person, the tax is going to be high. You're probably going to lose about $800 to taxes. So let's go all the way down to $4,000 a month. If you're going by.
Wait, what? What world you live in where tax is only 20% of your check?
Is a single person.
More taxes.
Yeah, but it's not. I've, as a person who looks at people's paychecks, uh-huh. I know how much the tax actually is. He's probably okay. looking about $1,000 a month.
Okay, so $4,000
Maybe actually probably more like $800
Okay, $4,000
Let's just say $1,000 right?
Okay,
so $4,000 a month.
Okay,
if you go by the rule and that you're supposed to go by, your rent or mortgage or whatever is not supposed to exceed 33% of your income. But let's go up to 40% because everything,
okay,
is higher, which is a little bit less than half. So let's say that's $1,500
Okay.
Your utilities, internet, stuff like that, mm-hmm. depending on what time of year it is, you're probably looking about $500. Let's say utilities, I mean, water, electricity, yeah, so about trash, internet, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now he had $2,000. So he still has $2,000 worth of spending money. Now he's got, let's throw in some more. She'll say he's got a car note and insurance. Let's still make that high and say it's another $1,000. That's $3,000.
Okay. Yep.
His grocery bill just for one person should be about $200 a week. So now we're looking at like
$600.
$800. So you got a couple hundred dollars left. There you go.
You left a lot of bills out.
Like what?
Well, for starters, gas. That's for starters.
It's variable, depending on where he works.
Sure. So gas. Then his own personal disposable things, whether it be...
Like what?
I don't know. Like, just because you spend $200 a week on groceries doesn't mean you always are eating out of your fridge.
You should be.
But the reality of it is we go outside and there's times we're going to buy something when we go out. Mm. There's times we're going to go to the movies. There's times we're going to buy a new game to play. Just little things like that adds up.
And you can, there's room in there to mess around because you could get an apartment for $1,200 instead of $1,500.
So
you can get a cheaper car.
Okay, let's pretend I'd add no bills.
Right? I was going high on everything.
So, good average. Okay, let's just say he has $200 a month, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think there's any woman... And let's use this one as an example. She's used to a certain type of lifestyle. Do you think he's going to be like, okay, we did this little night out. I spent that $200. I'll see you at the same time next month.
Yeah, my out budget. I'm out.
Yep. The minute you tell a woman you out, I can't do nothing with you until another month, you think she tossing that, excuse my language, ladies, you think she tossing that pussy up the rest of the month until he could take her out again?
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because he's about to be, we not going out, but I'll cook dinner for you at my house that's paid for. Mm. And I'll come pick you up in my car that's paid for by me.
So the extra gas and the extra food being eaten up.
Yeah, like I said, there's a little bit of room you can play with some of those bills. That'll leave you some extra money. And if a woman actually, look, if I'm sitting here in my place that I pay for comfortably every month with all bills and electricity, refrigerator full of food and a car of gas outside, but I don't have $300 to go spend at Ruth Chris. And you're like, I don't want to date you. You're not for me anyway.
I'm going to tell you right now, bro, you've been out the game a while when it comes to dating.
I'm telling you, you're like I tell all y'all make that shit too complicated. If you're if you're a good, upstanding guy with your own shit going on, you're straight.
I'm with you because I have a lot in the crib. I can cook. I can do it all. You want to watch something that's in the theaters? I find a way and we can watch it at home. I can do it all. I'm, as a lot of the women say to me, I'm very resourceful. But I'm just giving you the facts. I'm the one that's out there conversing with these women. And there's a, like you said, might not be for you. Same thing with me. Sometimes I hear some of the stuff come out of these women's mouth and I'm like, bro, not for me either.
That should be talk, bro.
But that is the majority of it. Because what happens is they'll have friends that are outside all the time. And that's where it fucks up. Because women, if you look at most of these women IG, they like to be able to post stuff in their stories. They like, if you sit in a house for a month, this bitch got nothing to post. She got to go look at her history.
She got plenty to post.
Oh, in the crib?
Yeah, she gonna post us. She gonna post us holding hands watching Netflix. She gonna post me. Look at my man cooking up dinner in the kitchen. She gonna post me while I'm up. We at a picnic out in the park holding hands while these girls is out dancing around with a bunch of other bitches. You taking pictures posted up with your man. And like I keep saying, all these women is outside. They're outside because they ain't got no man.
Oh, absolutely.
If they had a man, they wouldn't be out there like that. They just wouldn't. So as I'm saying, like all the stuff they're saying is talk, it's conjecture. If I ask you what the perfect situation is going to be, you're going to say some bullshit because we're saying what the perfect situation. What you're going to actually do in real life, if you got a man who's a good man, is does all the stuff you want, no, he ain't got a lot of money, but he pays all his own bills, got his own place, own car, all that stuff, you're going to be like, nah, I'm not going to date you. Okay, you're getting your own way, blocking your own blessings, deuces. And there'll be some cool chick that'll be all for that shit. I'm saying she's just, that chick is just not for you. Yeah. Like, you know what happened too? They come back around. They say that, oh, nah, I don't really mess with him.
Yeah.
Then they see you chilling. I'm like, well, you know what? He wasn't so bad. How many times does that happen to you? And they come back around. But by time, you done already moved on.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Don't worry about it. That's on them.
I guess, man. I guess. I've dated a lot of cool chicks. I've dated homebody chicks. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, they still want to go out. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but not like every week.
They don't... I promise you.
And if they got a job too, they pitching in.
They don't want to go out once a month. And
twice a month?
Once a month.
They only want to go out once a month?
No, I'm saying they don't want to go out.
I'm saying, so how many times? Three times a month? Four times a month?
I would say at least they want to do at least once a week. At least.
Okay.
And this, and I would say these are the relationships.
And that's what I say. Are you employed, ma'am? Are you employed? Do you pay for your own shit, ma'am?
I would imagine they do.
Okay, so you got money and a job.
Mm-hmm. But you got to also understand some of these women, they got this Disney princess mentality where they're just, oh, he does everything. I'm just telling you what's out there, man. It's tragic.
I know it's all kinds of stuff out there.
It's tragic. Literally, it's all kinds of stuff out there.
You got to present yourself in a certain way.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be fine, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I always say this. Men, any of you men out there, if you have all your shit together and you are single and not married, it's because you want to be single and you don't want to be married.
Yeah.
Straight up. Straight up. That includes you, nigga.
Because
as soon as you want to be in a long-term serious relationship, you'll be in one. And then shortly after that, you'll be married if that's what you want.
Because I'm a catch. I know.
Yeah.
What was our first episode? First or second episode? Know your worth. I know my worth.
So ladies, too, you come across a dude like this cat right here.
Yeah.
And don't even bother asking him why he's single. He's single because he wants to be. That's it. Ain't no complicated, I haven't found the right woman. I'm trying to wait till I get my money. No. He's because he wants to be single. He don't want to settle down. Straight up.
Oh, I wouldn't say all that.
I would.
I wouldn't say that.
100% true.
I wouldn't say that I don't want to settle down. It's not that. It's really not. I do want to settle down.
Then why don't you?
Because I haven't found...
There we go. Bullshit.
I haven't found... Listen, I haven't found... I won't say the one because that's too cliche. I haven't found somebody who completes me and doesn't disturb my peace. I've gotten close.
Bro, let me bunk that shit right now.
Bunk that shit.
Nobody, no one completes you. You complete yourself. If you need another person to complete you or even another person to make you happy, you're going to always be unhappy and you'll always be incomplete.
That's not what I mean by when I say complete me.
They're not going to complete you, bro.
I'm talking about complete me as in I don't like men that way, right? I mean, I like women. So what I'm saying is, just like how you have a wife, that's what I'm saying. You were looking for a wife. I'm looking for a wife. That's what I mean by complete me, like finding my partner. That's what I mean. I don't mean finding my partner to fulfill me in needs I can't fulfill myself in. Because I'm very content. Listen, I could be single the rest of my life because I complete myself. Like, I find my happiness in everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about as far as complete me, as far as partnership. That I can't do unless I could clone myself and make a Stefan and we sit here just kicking it, chilling. You know what I'm saying? But I can't do that.
All right, we'll need to get into a therapy session on camera. be your peace. A partner, that's the thing, a partner kind of can't be your peace.
No. I had said not to disturb my peace.
Same thing.
What do you mean the same thing?
Because if something's going on in your relationship that needs to be addressed, she's going to have to disturb your peace to address it.
Oh, and that's fine.
That's not what you said, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what it means to be with another person.
Yeah, no, I know there's going to be ups and downs. That's not what I mean when I say disturb my peace. When I say disturb my peace, I guess a more breakdown would be if I'm living a certain type of way, don't come in and just flip the table over. Like, you seen what was on the table when you sat at it. That's what I mean. Like, you can't, and I'm going to give this advice to men and women. stop finding somebody, stop meeting somebody, seeing what they offer and thinking, oh yeah, that's for me. All right, now let me change this and let me change that, because the programming is already done. However the person is, whatever their kinks are, whatever their actions are, whatever it is they like to do, you can't just pop into their life and change it. That's what I mean by disturbed peace. Like, you knew the type of person that I was, just like I knew the type of person you was. I'm not trying to change you, so don't try and change me.
Okay.
Just be you, and I be me. And if this is what you want and you're what I want, then let's get together and make it work. But don't disturb my peace. Like, for example, there's a lot of women out there that don't like niggas that play video games. I don't play video games like that, clearly. But now, you're not in the market. But let's say you got in the market, right? And you're up there now.
Yeah.
You get with a woman and you're like, yeah, you know, I like to sit here for 5 hours a day and play games or whatever. That's, I'm not saying you play it that long, yeah, but let's just say,
I don't play like that.
Let's say on the weekend on your off day, because that's probably where you might get 5 hours in, right? Instead of, you know, whatever. You want to just sit in the house and play video games for 5 hours. There's women out there that's going to be like, oh, nah, that ain't going to work. Like, I want to go do this. I want to go do that. But this is what you're used to doing. That's your peace.
We can compromise. That's what you do for somebody you love. So instead of me playing games for 5 hours a day every Saturday, maybe, okay, I'll give up this Saturday because you say you want to do something. Mm-hmm. Let's go do something.
Yeah.
But next Saturday is game time.
Yeah.
And if they say, okay, then where the problem comes in is when next Saturday comes and now you're trying to switch. Say, like, I did what you wanted to do
and
last
that's
Saturday,
what I mean by disturbing the peace. Because everybody that knows me, I always say it's against my religion to work on Sunday. I refuse to have a 9-to-5 on a Sunday that works a Sunday. You know why? Because 4 months out of the year is football. And I find peace and just sitting up, having a beer, eating some wings, and just submersing myself in football for the next 10 hours. That's my peace.
See, babe, I love you for that, because the same thing happened about noonish.
Yeah.
I'll be not even thinking about it. I'd be like, about football time, huh? Mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I go out in the living room, and kids, too, they just kind of, everyone just, yeah. And I'd be out there for hours. Sunday,
mm-hmm.
I fell asleep in the living room for 4 hours.
Yeah.
No one even knew. That's how much they leave me alone.
Yeah. And I do the same thing. Like, sometimes I make it like...
Because the game be boring sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. Like, sometimes, like, an hour into that first game, I might fall asleep and wake up at the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Or I might watch the whole first slate of games, and then as the second slate is about to start, I'll knock out for the whole thing and wake up at the end of the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. But point is, somewhere in there, I'm getting a nap in.
You being left
somewhere
alone
in there,
and
I'm getting a nap in. And yeah, I'm just left alone.
Like, let's do something.
My
we
phone's on
here.
Do not disturb. Now, and this is what I'm saying, like, mm-hmm. your same example, like how you're like, okay, I'll sacrifice this day for you. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't want to do is do it repeatedly. Because I just told you, there's 12 months in the year. Football's 4 months. So now, if I sacrifice one Sunday, look, if I sacrifice one Sunday a month, now instead of 4 months, now I got 3 months of football. Because here's the thing. Even if you sacrifice whatever it is you like to do to cater to your woman or whatever, what happens is she's not going to say nothing. But when you go and do whatever it is you're doing, in the back of her mind or underneath her breath, she's got an attitude. She won't say nothing, though, because of what you did last week. But depending on what your work schedule is, like me, for example, I work 5 to 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. And Sunday's my only off day, right? So if I'm telling you this is what I like doing my piece, this is my piece, and this, you know, let's say I work 6 days that week. Now I basically just told you my only off day, I don't want to do nothing with you. That's how they receive it.
Yeah.
But yeah. I got no control over that. But at the end of the day, this is my piece.
See, that's why you got to find somebody that is cool with what you do. Because if you're not, if you don't, because what happens is what you say. They hear it in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then they're like, I'll get them off that.
Yeah.
And then when you don't move off that, now they're mad. Now they're questioning the relationship. Yeah. Do you really love me?
And then, like, and then what I don't like is, and I'll use you and myself as an example. I don't like a woman saying to me, sports is the most important thing in your life. Because I'm not saying it's the most important thing in my life. Mm-hmm. I said it's what I find peace in. Just like video games aren't the most important thing in your life.
No.
But it's what you find peace in. I feel like self-quality time is much needed. Football is my self-quality time. Video games is your self-quality time. We have to have that. Whatever a woman sell, and that's the thing. That's the
we'll let him have that.
This is what I'm saying. That's what I was just about to say. I don't know, because every woman is their own woman, but whatever quality time that they want, we'll give that to them with no pushback whatsoever.
Yep.
It's like that old Kevin Hart stand-up where he'd be like, wife's like, all right, babe, I'm leaving. I'm going on my trip. He's like, all right, have a good time.
And we mean that.
And as soon as she gone, Where my laptop at? I'm going to beat my meat. I'm going to get it. You know what I'm saying? When y'all go and do whatever it is y'all want to do, how can I say this respectfully? We don't give a fuck. We are going to find something to do, because now we look at it like, oh, shit. Like, you know, in a video game, when you cross the checkpoint and you get bonus time, we're looking at it like, oh, we just got bonus self time. Like, I thought I was going to be doing something with my woman for the next 4 hours. Wait, you telling me I got 4 hours to myself? We look at that shit like we just went to the arcade and found a bag of coins. We like, oh shit, I'm about to turn up.
Yeah, you right about that.
Yeah, so all I'm saying is, I just go back to my original, don't disturb my peace, because we don't disturb y'all peace. If y'all want to go out with your girls, baby, go have a good time. You need some money. You want to go get your hair and nails done? You ain't never heard a nigga say, oh, you got to go get your hair and nails done today.
If we complain about it, it's because of the cost that we're paying for. But if it's not that,
we're
not tripping.
Girls like, oh, I want to go get a massage or go to the spa. Oh, you always want to go to the massage and get a spa. You don't never hear no nigga say no shit like that. Never.
Whatever she do on a weekly basis, we don't be like,
we don't give a fuck. Yeah. Just keep it in a buck. We don't
care.
Like,
it's hard to say like we don't care, but I guess it's the base. It's like even lower than not caring. Like, it doesn't even register as something we should be worried about. Like,
we receive it as we just got extended time to go do something. It's almost like we just got another free day off of work. And I hate to say it like that, because it almost sounds like, oh, you don't want to be with me?
That's how they feel about it. Like, you don't want to spend time with us. And
yeah,
that's why.
But that's not what it is. What it is when we get some free time, we find something to do. When you have the free time, it's like you're like,
you're trying to find something for me to do.
Right. Man.
It don't change you get married, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Because when I say a free time, it'd be like, wife, kids, somebody is like, oh, dad, you got free time? Well, let me give you something to fill it with. Like, I ain't got no plans or no shit.
Right.
Like that.
But, give me the opportunity to go make some plans for myself. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I said. Like, you know, your girl says, oh, I'm going out to brunch with the girls. I'll be back in 4 hours. You're going to be like, what the fuck? Not because she's leaving. You're going to be like, wait, 4 hours? Wait, so I got free time. It's, oh my God, it's 10 o'clock. I could do whatever I want until 2? Like, your brain is going to start just, like, rolling with, like, all these different things that you can do. Like
I'm also thinking about bonus food, because I'm like, that means you can bring me back some shit, too. Oh, this is winning right now.
Right. Yeah, man. So, yeah, that's just what's important to me. I just go back to say, don't disturb my peace, because all I got is sports. And I think I've been on the podcast talking about it. Like, if ever there was a time I was going to kill myself, it was during the pandemic. I was, bro, I was, oh my God. When I talk about depressed, bro, I was sitting here watching niggas in other countries play badminton.
Badminton?
Badminton.
You had it bad, bro.
Bro.
Damn, I am.
I was watching Tokyo people do sumo wrestling.
Sumo wrestling's pretty dope, though, if you watch that shit.
I ain't watching none of that shit today.
I mean, I'm gonna go watch it on purpose. But when I did see it, because I know she's talking about that show and that shit.
Yeah.
It gets interesting. You know, okay.
And a good example of when sports started to finally come back around, I was thirsty for this, bro. I don't know if you remember this during the pandemic, but when ESPN filmed a couple of professional basketball players at their crib playing horse.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I was salivating at the lips.
Well, so were they. Them niggas was mad competitive.
Yeah. I was salivating at the lips just to sit here and watch an hour of horse. Think about how sad that is, bro.
You go like to some kind of sports, nigga. That's what it was.
Just something. I'm telling you, I was watching badminton. Like, yeah. I literally got into tennis across freaking the pandemic. I ain't know nothing. Bro, I left the pandemic knowing like 30 tennis players. All I knew was like Venus and Serena pre-pandemic. Yeah. It was bad, but that's my piece, is sports. I like movies as well, but sports is like a different kind of piece. Like, I like to watch movies, but obviously, clearly, over the pandemic, also, movies were at a halt. There wasn't no movies coming out. Couldn't even go to the movies. So, you know.
Does it seem like when you're with somebody that they're always, like, vying for your time?
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
Okay.
That's yes.
That's from the outside looking in the various relationships I've seen you, and that seems to be like a struggle of yours. Like, I'm not being biased. I feel like you do pretty, like, there's a lot of times where I thought you'd be like, fuck that, I'm not doing that. You do.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, you did that. And you know what the answer is? Okay, now one more.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
Yes. That's what it always I'm
like,
is.
Damn. Okay.
Trying to use an example without name dropping. okay,
so I mean, if you just tell the story, then
so
you
know. Okay. Now I was going to use an example of a previous relationship, and you know this person. This person is a homebody. They're into sports like me, and just lets me do my own thing. Like if I want to go outside, if I want to go to the casino and play blackjack, if I want to go watch sports, if I want to go travel, whatever. Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. It was to the point where, if I wanted to go out and I'm like, yo, come on. And then you'd be like, all right, let's go. Because that's how much of a homebody they were, right? That is like ideal, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, and I hate to say it like that, like, but I like being able to just go do my thing and not be harassed about it. Like, you're married. I'm pretty sure 9 times out of 10, every time you walk out the door, your wife either knows where you're going, or are you? I don't want to say have to, but you tell her where you're going.
Yeah, right? She know where I'm going. Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, and I'm also pretty sure that, let's say you just walk out the house and you don't let her know where you're going, and she doesn't know where you're going, and let's say 3 hours goes by.
Oh, it won't take that long. I won't be off the block before my wife calls me. You left the house. Where are you going? I won't even be off the block.
And that's my point, man. That's my point. And you know, it's a bad trait.
Flip side, same shit. If my wife just up and walked out and drove off and didn't say shit, she getting the same call. What the fuck? I might be like, where the fuck you going? I'm thinking, where the fuck you going? But I'm like, yo. You're like, we don't do that, though. You don't leave a house.
Yeah.
And I say nothing to nobody.
Yeah.
But specifically me, I don't care if you told one of the kids, it's got to be because I'm like indisposed.
Yeah.
But I was sitting on the couch and you told one of the kids and walk right past me, oh, we having a conversation. But it's the same way. So it's not just like me, but we're a married couple. So we always got to know where each other was.
Okay.
So that's different.
That is different. That is different. Because y'all underneath the same roof. So it does, I guess, look awkward once somebody leaves and then it's like, this nigga ain't say nothing to me.
Yeah.
Fuck you think you doing? I'm telling you. I don't give a fuck if you pay bills.
I might not even make it to my truck before that phone rings.
Where you going?
She'll be standing out in front of the house looking at me. Where you going?
Yeah. Like when you came to do the podcast today, were you like, I'm about to go record a podcast?
Yes, you know.
No, but did you say that?
Yeah. I said, yeah, it's Tuesday. Gotta do the podcast before I go to work.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like clockwork. The podcast is clockwork, but you're still. Yeah. And I bet you if you didn't say something like you said, where you going? Even though it's clockwork, this is where I'm going. Around the same time frame every day or every week. Same day.
Yeah, but they got to hear you say it.
Yeah.
So you don't come back later and be like, I didn't tell you that. That's not, I didn't say that. I never said I was doing this. So yeah, they want you to voice these plans that you say you're doing, so they don't hear.
And you know, I think that's a bad habit I got growing up with my dad in the later years of my life. You know, as a teenager, because my dad has a habit of that. Like, he just go out the door. He just go out the door, and I'd be like, "Dad, where you going?" And he look at me and be like, "Boy, you ain't my woman. Don't be asking me where I'm going." And all that just. And it's stuck with me. And unfortunately, that's just me. I don't, like, I go out the house, I'll be like, I'll be back. And that's it. I ain't telling you where I'm going. For what? I'm not saying I shouldn't, and I'm not saying that I should. I'm just saying I'm going out the house. My being respectful is letting you know I'm leaving the house. I'll be back.
Yeah. Like I said, it's different. I can't be like, no, I'll be back.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then I definitely have to like convince her. I'll be back. Well, where are you going now? And you want to say or not say?
Yeah, and then okay, and then here's another one that kills me when it comes to letting somebody know what it is you're doing. I don't like when somebody asks me a question that yields another question that yields another question that yields another question.
Instead of you just getting to what you was asking in the first place, is that what you mean?
Yeah, I've had women in the past tell me, well, if you just told me everything, I wouldn't have to keep asking the question. And I look at them like, what the fuck?
What's everything?
You my probation officer?
What do they mean, though? Like,
so, for example, if I say, I'm trying to think of, let's say if I say.
Like say he's going to a pool party or something. And then they want
to. No. I'm going to be vague because that's what sometimes they'll say is because mm-hmm. of me being vague. Let's say if I say, oh, I'm going outside. I'll be back. You know, they'll say, where are you going? And then I'll be like, I'm going to the mall. All right, so what you doing at the mall? I can't just fucking go to the mall? Like, I got to tell you exactly bar for bar what I'm doing at the mall? I want to just go to the mall.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, so now let's say.
You're like, I'm finna just go to the mall and walk around.
Let's say, okay, now let's say, all right, I'm going to the mall. And let's say I want to go to, what's the thing I go to in San Diego all the time? Shit, what's that? Fuck. It's the Mongolian food place. Great Khans. Oh, yeah. Let's say I'm going to the mall because I want some Great Khans.
Uh-huh. Is that your reason before you go? Or you decide that once you're there?
Let's just say that's my reason, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm going to go do. Now, I said I'm going there for Great Khans, right? However, I'm at the mall. I might see GameStop. I might see the Lego store. I might see Lush. I might see some stuff that gets my attention. So now mm-hmm. I might say to myself, let me go browsing. And because I said I'm going to Great Khans, an hour has gone by. Now you're calling me. Where you at? What you doing? I'm at the mall. What are you doing? Why is it taking you so long? Like that kind of stuff, when I tell you it grinds my gears, it grinds my gears. Let me just be. It's, for example, I go back to, if you go out with your girls for brunch, let's say you're going to be gone a few hours. I give grace. Mm-hmm. You say you're going to be gone 3-4 hours. I might not even blink an eye or wonder until maybe 7 hours goes by. Then I'm going to be like, okay, mm-hmm. brunch can't be that long.
Yeah, you went to brunch at 10 and it's like 5 o'clock.
Yeah. But I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to give grace because it's like, yeah, you went outside for this, but while you outside, you might get caught up and do something else.
Yeah, but you got to say that. Because I've done that. I've gone to one bar, hanging with the homies, and then we decide to go to another place. I've called my wife and said, hey, now we're going to blah, blah, blah.
See, I don't like that. I don't like having to fucking report. It feels like my spouse or my girlfriend is a probation officer.
Because
that's what you got to do to your probation officer. You change your whereabouts. You gotta inform them.
But see, the other way we look at it too is maybe it's just morbid. Me and my wife always think if something happens to you, how much information do I have to give the police to figure out what happened to you? So say I'm going to some bar, and I don't even go to that bar. I go somewhere else, and I get killed, and I'm dropped off on the other side. And then they ask my wife, where did he say he was going? And she say I was going to some bar and I didn't go there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I mean, she don't even know shit.
So you know, nips all that in the bud.
What?
Shared location on iPhone.
That's even worse.
Most families have that.
That's less trust. I guess you're doing that with a kid, But if you do that with your spouse, do you check in all the time? You're always worried about a person. Motherfuckers will look at your spot and then still and you, call you and ask you where you at.
And you see the big difference about that? It's not about a trust thing, but it is for women. If you, let's say you and your wife, right? Let's say y'all have y'all share locations on indefinitely, right? Mm-hmm. You know, when you're looking at that, when you maybe haven't heard from your wife after 8 hours, you know when she's looking at that? Every time she thinks about you.
Maybe, yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Look, all I'm saying is, I just report where I'm going. You say, you can call a report whatever you want to. I always say, yeah. I said I'm going this place. And if I'm no longer at that place and I'm going somewhere else, I let them know that I'm no longer at that place.
Yeah, and that's fair. I'm going here. That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? So, and not just like that, it's for the war report or something happened to me.
But you know, see, but I don't get that lucky. I can't just, let's say I'm going to, I just feel like I'm in the game. I'm just name dropping shit. But let's say I go to Barcadia and then and then I leave Barcadia and I go to Circus or whatever. I'm just dropping shit. Yeah, If I told my girl that I'm at Barcadia and now I tell her I'm going to Circus, I don't get just okay. Do you know what I always get? Why are you going there? Who you going there with? It's just like question after question after question. Why can't it just be, I'm leaving fucking Barcadia and I'm going to Circus.
It's a trust issue, nigga. Maybe they don't trust you.
And maybe it is. But you're disturbing my peace. If I wanted a fucking probation officer, I'll go commit a crime and get one. Let me be.
Didn't fucking Kanye make a song, like RoboCop song?
Yeah, I ain't listening to that bullshit RoboCop album. I hated that album. Hard. I hated that album. He brought auto-tune to the mainstream, in my opinion. Way more than T-Pain did. T-Pain did it, and when T-Pain did it, he made everybody feel like he was the only one that could do it. Kanye made it seem like everybody could do it once he did it. Then Lil Wayne started doing it, then the Lil Durks and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of Lil Durk, hey, free Durk.
Free Durk.
Yeah.
He not guilty?
Isn't that what the cool kids say?
Only if the motherfucker's not guilty.
No, that's what we do. We support all the people that commit crimes.
Okay, sure.
We do. Do you not see free whoever every time they get arrested?
That's true.
The black community, we support the killers, the drug dealers.
I want to know what they did. That nigga just fucking did a drive-by and shot up a bunch of people. Nah, keep that nigga locked up.
You talking about Lil Durk?
Whoever.
Oh.
But what did Durk do?
Allegedly got revenge for King Von getting killed? He didn't per se kill, I guess, the person that did it, but
he set it up. He OJ'd it.
He set it up, and then I guess in the process, allegedly, because I don't want to be involved in none of that shit, but allegedly, like how his man got killed, King Von, the other individual's man got killed type shit, and then he trolled him afterwards. And, you know, see, and this is another thing. If you're going to do these crimes, don't rap about it. I don't know who the fuck told y'all that rap is freedom of speech. No, they gonna take that shit to court and press play and hem your ass up. That whole this is art shit goes only but so far.
If you're not guilty.
If your art is detailing exactly how a murder went, it's no longer art.
I think if you're not an accessory of or the committer of the crime, you can't be like, I can paint a murder scene, right? But not of the scene that I did. So if I killed somebody and then painted the scene, then they could use that painting against me. Like, yeah, you did it. You painted.
Well, shit. Even if you don't kill somebody.
But if I just write a murder scene, but I didn't kill anybody and I wasn't adjacent to it, meaning I didn't see it. It wasn't my friend. I just, you know, as an art piece.
I don't know, bro.
That's freedom of speech. But if I paint a murder scene because my friend did the murder and he described it to me, then that could be. I'm just saying if I just painted a murder scene, meaning I just made one up.
Yeah.
But if I painted one that someone told me about in detail, that's different.
Well, yeah, if you just make one up. But what I'm talking about is people that talk about the stuff and the lyrics basically link to some real shit that's happened. Okay. All you're doing is implicating yourself. Even if you didn't do it.
So you're saying he rapped about actually doing the murder? I thought you were talking about niggas just rapping about killing niggas in general. You mean he like I killed that nigga on a Tuesday?
He ain't say it like because he didn't do it. But yes, he basically talked about the shit.
I paid that $5 to lose his life.
Then I had just seen a clip the other day. He was sitting down with academics. This is obviously before he got locked up. Mm. But when King Von had died, the internet was trolling Lil Durk. Mm. That's crazy, man. They killed your man. You ain't gonna slide for him. Like, the niggas took your man out. You just gonna sit here just chilling and shit. You ain't gonna do nothing about it. Like,
niggas instigating.
Exactly. So the interview that I seen with academics, and it was kind of, I mean, I was able to look at the interview and see what I needed to see. But academics asked him, What do you think about the people be online trolling about you not sliding for Von? And Durk was just looking at him, sipping a little drink or whatever, and was like, I don't see that kind of talk on my timeline. He was like, you see that kind of talk on your timeline? And he's like, and then academics is like, well, no, I haven't really seen that kind of talk lately. And Lil Durk looks back at him and he's like, wonder why that is.
Stupid motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, we from the streets. We know that lingo.
You should have hit him with the damn, that's crazy. That's how you do it. You know they talking about that? Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. And then follow that up with, you know, hey, you know, we really outside. But, you know, anyway. Like, saying
nah,
shit like that.
Even that's something. I would be complete. Nah, man. We ain't with the violence. We ain't do all that. This is what I'm saying. Straight up lie.
If you put it like this. I'm not Lil Durk. And I ain't got King Von as a best friend. But let's say I'm Lil Durk. My best friend gets killed. And you ask me that question. I'm simply going to say, I don't listen to the internet. And that, next question.
Yeah, that's the end of it. That's a good response.
That's the end of it. I don't pay no mind to the internet. Mm-hmm. Meaning, none of that shit affect me. Now, my real niggas, like, you know, oh yeah, psh, that nigga got tortured, burnt with cigarettes, fucked him in his ear. We did all kinds of wild shit to him. That's right, nigga. I'm gay for a day. I'm doing crazy shit. You kill my best friend, nigga. I'm pulling your nails off.
I'm not fucking you because you killed my best friend. You. That's crazy,
nigga. I'm doing disrespectful shit. I might bust in your face. That sounds crazy.
At least you're having a girl suck you off before you bust in his face.
No, I'm just beat off and just bust in his face. Like I'm doing I'm just saying I'm doing all kinds of crazy shit to somebody like that. That's what I'm saying. Like I'm saying if I'm in that position,
I'm not, nigga. You get killed, that sucks. But I'm not doing all that.
He said, if you get killed, that sucks. Damn, bro.
I might punch you in the face.
I thought you was down with Marvel, bro. You ain't no Avenger. You ain't gonna avenge me.
Bro, I'm supposed to go kill somebody? Are you crazy?
Nah. That's what I'm saying. Listen, we're recording right now. I don't want you to kill nobody.
Nah, yeah.
But I want you to avenge me, though.
I won't, though. Maybe I might in some other way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there we go.
I might like
you'll avenge me. There you go.
Kidnap the dude.
You ain't gotta do that.
Hire the homie.
You ain't even gotta detail anything you do. Just initials, say you'll avenge me.
His initials is BDD.
I would avenge you.
Okay.
And that's it. That's all there is to it. You know what I'm saying? And on that note, hey, I don't pay no mind to the internet.
You know, we need to wrap this up.
Yeah. But like I always say, like, share, subscribe, and comment. This is Verbal Complaint.
Let us know what you think about the new setup.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. All right. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. We out. Peace.
You stupid dog.